An Eatonville Saga, Season 2, Engagement, Episode 1, Perfect Timing.
Orange County, Florida's Road Improvement Project, the five-laning of East Kennedy Boulevard, Lake Avenue, starting at the intersection of Wymore Road and East Kennedy Boulevard in Eatonville, an historic black town beloved by readers of charismatic writer, folklorist, and anthropologist Zora Neale Hurston, and extending through the neighboring community of Maitland, ending at the intersection of Lake Avenue and U.S. 1792, would be a controversy extending over years. It would have political implications at the county level and would impact decision-making at the state and federal levels. This road controversy would arouse attention within the state and national historic preservation communities. The telling of this Eatonville tale begins at what should have been the end of a process meant to provide funding for what we in the historic preservation movement call a community-busting highway project. The time is Monday afternoon, November 23, 1987, the Monday before Thanksgiving. The place is a chamber of the Orange County Board of County Commissioners in the County Administration Center located in Orlando. The occasion? A public hearing to consider engineering study for Kennedy Boulevard, Lake Avenue, and right-of-way reservation map, District 3. Notice was given that the Orange County Commission would hold a public hearing to consider the following. The results of the preliminary engineering study for Kennedy Boulevard Lake Avenue improvements from Interstate 4 to U.S. 1792 and adoption of a resolution approving a map of right-of-way reservation for Kennedy Boulevard Lake Avenue from Interstate 4 to U.S. 1792. Bill White, Orange County Engineering Department, presented staff recommendations with regard to the road project and discussed cost associated thereto. In thinking about the timing of this hearing, dear audience, we are obligated to consider these factors. First, were the Orange County commissioners being tone deaf? Had they not heard? Had they not been aware of Eatonville's year-long celebration of its centennial? A celebration which, by the way, had been receiving media coverage by local, state, and national outlets. What irony. While Eatonvillians were busy commemorating their 100-year milestone, Orange County engineers were busily moving through a process designed to provide the county commissioners with the ability to authorize a road project staff engineers would recommend. And second, should we consider ourselves cynical if we recognize that Thanksgiving and the Christmas season is a time for celebration? So even if there might be some discontent within the Eatonville and Maitland communities, wouldn't the commissioners be reasonable in thinking that any controversy could be expected to dissipate, given the holiday season is a time when family and friends are engaged in fellowship and good feelings? So, if as Ron Rogers, then Assistant Eatonville Mayor Abraham Gordon, had stated in the July 5, 1987 edition of the Orlando Sentinel, that the town's residents and Maitland residents would get together to present a united front before the commissioners, if, as he is quoted as saying, "I think it's likely that you'll see a group form over this, because if this goes through, you're basically going to have a town without a business district and some messed up homes over there. We have a common interest." Indeed, if a thinking individual could see clearly a controversy in the making, all things being equal, the question really is, what in the world possessed the Orange County Board of County Commissioners to place this item on its agenda at this time? That's the end of episode one.
You've been listening to An Eatonville Saga. Executive producer, the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. podcast concept and storyteller, Enwina Theory, Eatonville native, and the executive director of the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc., PEC. Produced and directed by Ken Moore. 2021 copyright by the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. If you would like to support our podcast by giving, you can give to PEC at www.give2pec.org. That's www.give2pec.org.